Subject, is it bad to sleep with dad? Again, parents, please guard your children. Hello, Steve and Shirley. I met and fell in love with an older man. I'm 28 and he is 44. We were seeing each other for 3 years when I decided to introduce him to the family. We had a birthday party for a family member, and as soon as we walked in, my aunt screamed, "Oh my God, what is he doing here? How did she find him? It looked like she had seen a ghost. I'm looking confused. My boyfriend is looking confused." And then he says, "Hi, Niecy, what's wrong with you? What do you mean, how did she find me?" My aunt pulled him to the side, and by now my mother has come over and she starts crying. I'm so confused, and my boyfriend is so confused. He and my aunt talk while my mother takes me into the restroom and reveals that he is my dad, and that they had gotten together one night after a game, and that she became pregnant and never told him. After I nearly had a mental breakdown, I walked out of the bathroom to find dad, and he was gone. I tried to contact him for 3 months. I was confused, but in love. We had 3 years together. After about 8 months, he came to my house and told me he had been in counseling, but could not overcome his love for me as his girlfriend. Since we had no DNA to prove paternity, we got back together. We decided to take a DNA test in July. I got the results, and it showed a 99.8% accuracy. Wow. We were devastated, and we practiced restraint until recently when we decided to try to have a dinner together to discuss how we would move forward as father-daughter. But we slipped up, and our passion took over. We don't feel like father-daughter. I know we are wrong, but how do we move on? Is it that bad to sleep with dad since we didn't know? Help me. Whew. This is really a tough one right here. There's so much going on in this letter, but I have to say this to you. You know better now. You know better. So you have to do better. You have to stop this. Having an intimate sexual relationship with your biological father is just wrong. It's morally wrong. It's legally wrong. It's incest. You're a grown woman, and of course you're free to do whatever you want, but you do have self-control. We all have that as human beings. So this passion, this lust, this desire that you have for your dad, your blood relation, your dad, it doesn't have to be acted on anymore. It's one thing not to have known, as you mentioned in your letter, that he was your father, but now you have DNA, a DNA result to prove it. And you know that he is. And for your father who didn't write the letter, who says he's been in counseling, what are you doing? This is your daughter, man. This is your daughter. You're foul for doing this to your daughter. You're older. You're supposed to be wiser. You're supposed to know better. You guys have to stop this. Steve?
It's not a lot to this letter.
Yeah.
It's a simple thing that gets down to, can you, should you, and how could you sleep with your daughter and you as the daughter sleep with your dad? That's all. Ain't nothing else in this letter. Oh, when they walked in, and OMG, and who got pulled in the bathroom, and Niecy and the aunt. It ain't got nothing to do with it. This gets real simple here. Is it bad to sleep with dad since we didn't know? Well, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't bad at all when you didn't know. When you didn't have the information, you were just two people who met. You 28, he 44. Ain't no wrong here. Ain't no sin committed. You ain't broke no law, nothing. Everything is good. So not knowing this information, it's understandable how this could happen. He was never even informed that he even had a child anywhere, because the lady got pregnant with him after basketball game and never told the man. So he wouldn't know. You don't know. This could be your father. Y'all just hook up. Now, here's where your problem starts. When you go to the party and auntie and mama near, where you find him? Oh, Lord, what are you doing here? Niecy, what the hell wrong with you? But come in the bathroom. You had a mental breakdown because your mama tell you this, your daddy. You go out to find daddy. Daddy gone. Well, he can't stay here. I mean, he's shamed, embarrassed, humiliated. He feels like a fool. He don't know what's happening. He go off. At least he tried to disappear. I will give a man credit for trying to disappear. Man, let me stay away from. How can I do this here? But y'all got back together.
Yep.
Yep. That's where the problem stopped.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.